Okay, I'm going to try again. I uploaded the video, so if you want my super fabulous tips on traveling, then I would go to that video and watch it. It's 4 minutes long. But I thought I would just come back in case anybody had any questions or wanted to ask me anything. I'll be here for a little bit to do that. We are getting ready to go to the pool. I'm not going like this. So I'm one of those creepers that goes to the pool with like full on makeup and looks good. So I have to still take a shower and get ready for all that. But if you're coming in, say hello. I already did the live on just like the idea of having control over your own mouth when you are traveling. It's not as hard as you think. It's just a matter of deciding and making up your mind that no one's gonna tie you down and force feed you. It's like if you just go into it saying like, there's no reason why I can't do this. No reason at all, you will do it. If you go into it thinking that you're somehow at the effect of everything, then you go in and you're just like, fuck this. I don't know how to, like, somehow I forgot what a salad looks like. I don't know what that's all about. So if anybody has any questions or want a comment or anything, if you want to just, my legs look so gigantic. Look, it's like the weirdest thing. It's like tiny head with big legs. I guess it's just the perspective. I'm not used to seeing myself sitting in the floor like this. I'm going to tell you what, I'm not used to sitting in the floor either. These old bones don't love it. So does anybody have anything that they want to like ask me real quick before I get out of here? Or are you guys good? Because the last video, the Wi-Fi was like not good. That's what I say. You are the constant, not the surroundings. Oh, that's such a good way to look at it, that the constant is you. Like, yeah, and that's the way that I always like to think about, like, with circumstances and stuff. One of my favorite quotes ever I heard Will Smith say is, like, you know, it's not your fault things happen, but it's always your responsibility for how you show up. So it's just, you know, it's one of those things that we all have to, like, wrap our brain around. It's like, you know, you go to a restaurant, like I have gone to restaurants before that like literally just serve the world's buffet of doo-doo. And in that moment, I never think, oh my God, they have nothing for me to eat. That's called martyr syndrome and victim mentality. The last thing I am is victim to a menu. Like there's real victims in the world and a menu is not going to be one of the ones that's going to victimize me. So it's like, real quick, if there's nothing healthy on the menu, I have two options. Don't eat and wait till I get home and be okay with that and not sit there and be an asshat to myself about it, like beating myself up, thinking I'm going to starve, worried what everybody's going to think. I just don't do that shit to myself. That's like not a good use of my mental energy. Or I just freaking order something and I don't eat much of it, knowing that it's like, you know, stuff I wouldn't normally eat. One, I don't want to have colon blow afterward. But two, just like, I can just eat to a two. And it won't take much because if everything's fried and everything's like all over the place, it sure as hell won't take much. So it's just a matter of one of those things of like, you know, getting over yourself. Sometimes going on vacation and especially going places where you don't know what's going to be there, that is such good practice for you to like figure out your mind. All right. How do you manage having drinks and the lack of inhibition leading to giving zero shits about goals in the moment other than not drinking? Amber, I addressed that in the last video, so just read that or watch that one, because last night I had one extra drink than I had planned. One of the things that I do is like when I'm at home, especially, I usually just plan for like 2 to 3 drinks, and then that's not enough for me to be like, you know, fuck it all. I'm just going to go large and everything. Now, when I'm in Vegas, like I had planned for 5 and the math got fuzzy and I was at 6. I told Chris this morning, I was like, I'm so proud of myself. Like I drank 5 and then we were adding it up. I was like, oh, I forgot I had another one. And so what I'm doing today is not relying on my accounting skills, and I'm just drinking from a time frame. But what, like, the way to like inhibition and everything, of course that's going to come in with drinking, but one of the things that I think is super helpful, and like I was talking about in the last video, is when you like think about it ahead of time and you think about what you want to happen and your best self and noticing like these are some of the things that might come up for me and whatnot, and here's how I'll handle it. Just even doing run-throughs like that in your brain gives you a leg up when you go, because then it's not like you're just sitting there like, this is all a shock. I had no clue. I would want more wine. Like, you know, when you kind of just step into the space of like, I'm going to want it. I'm going to beg for it. Like, I know what I do. Like, I tell Chris, like, sometimes we'll, like, if we're going out now, and I'll have my rule. Like, you know, today is not a day I'm eating French fries. I will tell him, like, I'm just saying, I am likely to beg. I will plead. I will probably threaten sex if I don't get French fries. Because at the end of the night, when I've been drinking all day and I'm in my effort mode, this is what's going to happen. And I'm like, just let me be mad. Because in the morning, I will apologize. And I'm not really mad. I'm just being an asshole. And he's usually like, that's fine with me. You know, and we just kind of like clear the air on that one. I just am all about being authentic and honest with him and with myself about things that go on. I don't think that I need to like pretend from myself that that I have shitty thoughts and all this other stuff. I'm just like, bring it. Let's do this. Let's figure out what our pitfalls are going to be. And then let's address them and just do it from a place of like, we know how to handle ourselves. You know, I don't ever have to feel bad about that. Angry eating is my issue this week. I get righteously indignant about stupid stuff and find chocolate in my hand before I realize it. How do I stop grabbing things without realizing it? You need to do the recovery worksheets. You need to like pull out. When I'm angry, it's because I'm thinking these things. Like, your brain has got to get very aware of the thought and the feeling before it, like as it's coming up. The only way to do that is to, you're going to have to get to know it before you're going to be able to stop it. So, like, figure out by going back through and saying, okay, I need to, one, what's triggering anger for me? What are all these things that are causing me to be angry? Because you're not eating because you're angry. What's happening is shit happens. You start telling a fucking large story about it in your brain that creates anger for you. And then your brain starts going, like, thinking, we need relief. We need relief. Okay, this is what's happening. Your brain starts like it like ruminates more. It starts looking for urge type stuff. It's doing all of that. So that model's working. And then you see chocolate. And the reason why it's not like anger is not what's triggering you to eat. It's like you need to manage why you're getting angry and really understand what's triggering you, the situation, the types of situations that usually cause you to start thinking angry thoughts. You need to know what those thoughts are. You need to know what anger feels like in your body. You need to like really identify, like, when I feel angry, it starts in my chest and it feels like a firebomb rising through my lungs. And then I notice my throat constricts, my face gets hot, whatever those are. The more you get to know all of that, then the next time you're getting angry and you start telling yourself, and when I'm angry, one of the things that I typically notice is urges start happening too. Because the urge is probably small and insignificant, and not like when you're full of anger and stuff, you're missing the urge signals. You're missing the thought of like, that looks good. Like, it's just flying under the radar because you got so much anger going on. So what you want to do is you want to get to know your anger better. You want to get to, like, you want to tell yourself, and when I'm angry, I tend to want to eat stuff. And then once you start feeling angry, your brain will say like, and remember, we always like to eat stuff and we don't do that anymore. That's kind of how you do it. But you have to get to know it. Guys, I won't be able to answer everything, only because I can't like keep up with the scroll and I don't have a laptop. So I'm just going to grab what I can grab. Congratulations, Beth. She hadn't done any of the work and hadn't lost anything. She concentrated on her hunger skill this week and lost 5 pounds. There you go. Let's see. Hey, Kara. Thinking about doing the relationship course to help with my business partner in work relationships. It applies to more than just significant others. Yeah, you can insert anyone, Kara. Go ahead and do that. I think that would be really good for you to do. Do you recommend that everyone try no sugar, no flour? No. I don't. I think it's something that if you want to try it, try it. I think it's one of those things. It's a lifestyle commitment. If you think that you just want to like, I just want to see what I would feel like, I think that's great. But I don't think it's the end all be all. I don't think anything is the end all be all. I think we all just have to kind of figure out what works for us and what doesn't work for us. And we do those things and we figure out, you know, does this feel right in my body? You know, like some people just like Chris doesn't, gluten doesn't bother him. Like it just doesn't. He's not going to go no sugar, no flour. I think that, like, I don't do no sugar, no flour. I don't eat a lot of flour, guys, but that's because I just really prefer whole foods. And that started way back when I was dieting. Like, when I was losing my weight, like, you guys, I wanted to be the kind of person that, like, I just always thought was amazing at people who ate healthy. I just was like, wow, I just want to be that person. Because I didn't grow up that way. And to me, it was, like, it was a fun part of the process. So I worked really hard at learning how to eat better and, like, appreciate real foods and stuff like that. And so I kind of moved away from all of that stuff as I was just losing my weight, not because I didn't think it was healthy or not because I didn't think it was good. It was because I just really wanted to learn how to like natural whole foods. And so I tend to eat more things that are, like, y'all know I eat salads every single day. It's just, like, real food in it. Next week I'm eating, I told Aunt JJ to make me this broccoli cheese stuff. I'll have to get the recipe because it is fucking divine. It's like a broccoli cheese with bacon in it. And I'm having, I'm having chicken with it. And she's making me some other vegetables. She's even making me green beans or maybe creamy cauliflowers. I love creamy cauliflower. But I'm always trying, and it's not that I think potatoes are bad, but I'm always trying to figure out how can I eat more vegetables. That's always a mission of mine. And then, because a lot of weeks I will just make, like, one of my favorite meals of all time is to take chicken and put it in the crock pot and just throw all the Frank's hot sauce on it and then let that thing cook all day long and then shred it. And it's like wicked hot. And then you put it on a baked potato. And then if you want to, you can put sour cream to kind of temper the thing. But I love that as a meal. You can even steam a little broccoli and put all of that on there. It's so good. I'm ready to get back into weight loss mode. It occurred to me that I'm a great planner and thinker, but I'm not really focused on actions. We need to focus on the actions. Guys, nobody loses weight without being focused on the actions. Do your plan, and then your plan's done. It's time to just take action. What are some ways to show myself the actions that I'm doing and interesting ways to challenge myself with more new actions? I want to walk the walk while I talk the talk. Like, literally, the only thing that I would focus on is if you're getting back into, like, if you're going to, like, lose weight, your action line needs to be create a plan, follow the plan at this time. Like, read the plan, eat the plan. You need to have plans of, like, making sure that you have, like, the grocery store needs to be on the plan. Preparing the food, that's the action line should be, like, grocery store. It should be cooking. It should be eating what I cook. It should be no more, like, you know how we always say it's what we do or do not do. No more fast food for a week. Like, just, like, say, like, for 1 week, I'm not going to eat fast food. I'm going to eat at home. Like, that should be the action line. Drinking the water. That's what the action line should be. Now, don't go off and be like, now everything has to be perfect. But challenge yourself to be like, my action line is going to be to create meals each day that I look forward to eating that are in alignment with my goals. When diet mentality is definitely your go-to, how do we get ourselves losing without going into better food? I feel like I did so well as a groupie, but now my body is used to this level of food, but I haven't gotten past the second week of no BS and haven't finished the Fresh Start podcast suggestions. I was up a pound last week and only the same this week. You can start leveling up food at any time. Guys, eating healthy is not diet mentality. Diet mentality is, I have to eat this because I'm so disgusting. Diet mentality is where you are following rules that are going against yourself. Like, eating healthy is not going against yourself. So you probably just need to level up. If you were losing weight as a groupie, first thing is you need to finish your videos. Like, get past the videos. Like, they're not that long. Get your private member podcast queued up. Get it done today. Like, if you're on this Facebook Live, you should be listening to the No BS. Like, for all of you who are like, I don't know, I hadn't finished my Fresh Start, I hadn't done this, and you're on a Facebook Live, get off the Facebook Live, go push play over there. You're going to spend more time here than it's going to take you to go through the damn course lessons. I keep them short and concise for a reason, and they are packed with exactly what you need to know. So go over there and do that. The next thing you need to do is, like, drop the idea that I'm leveling up my food, I must have diet mentality. No, you're leveling up your food because you really want to lose weight. You have your best self in mind and you're healthy. Diet mentality is when you are just like, I'm not going to eat because I overate yesterday. So now I'm skipping meals. I need to punish myself. That's more like what diet mentality is, guys. Diet mentality is when you are losing weight through suffering. Leveling up your food to eat healthy is not suffering. I notice your weekly plan sheet is different than the one in the planner. This one is not on the site yet, and mine is different. I am in the final stages of testing the new planner that will probably be in the system starting in August. So I proofread the final edits last night. I've got to send those back to the editor or the designer. And then it takes like 6 weeks to get them into the fulfillment center and all this other stuff, but we are scary close. Once that version, and I also have the mentors are going to be proofing it for me, like one final pass. I think it's great. I love the new one. It is way more journaly. It kind of like is a guided way to do a lot more thought work without you having to figure out your thought work to do, rather than just like a blank sheet of paper and let's do thought work. I really thought like, I want to give them things to ask, like what are the most important things you guys could be asking yourself every single day that's going to help you figure out how to lose your weight, not just your physical weight, but your mental weight that blocks you from the physical weight. So all of that is in this new one. But it's going to be like, it'll at least be August. So everybody who's got a planner, use them up. We are going to, once I know from the mentors and once I get with the designer and like, we're like, this is the version, she will make the, basically what's called the printer version of it. And that version takes 6 weeks to get into the system. So it's going to be just a hot second before it comes in. But mine is a little different right now, only because I've been testing it. The other thing is, I know the next question will be, what about a purse size? Once we have that version like set, then the purse size version of that will be next. So I am working on all these things. I know you guys think I move at glacier speed over here, but some of this stuff takes more time than I even like, but I want it to be right. Like I want it, like the first round of the planner, like we've only had this planner for, it's been like, I think less than a year now. And the first version is the version you guys have, really started moving the needle for some people. And I wanted to get something out there and for us to use it to figure out what we needed for our next version. So we're working on it. And the, I didn't want to put a purse size version of this one in the system if we were going to change it anyway. So that's been kind of the delay. It's all me. I'm the delay. Let's see. Does your sister-in-law have a Facebook page on her foods? No, she's not even on Facebook. My sister-in-law does not like the social media. It's so funny because I'm like all on the social media. My brother rarely posts. Even my niece doesn't like to post much on social media. Like I am the only person in our family who does. Y'all are getting such the hoo-ha shot. I get anxious when I make my plan because I often break them. But you need to keep making them. You need to show yourself that you can make plans even when you're anxious. I never know what food I will be given. It doesn't matter what food you're given. It does not matter, Jesse. Are you going to eat it is the question. On weekends, things are unpredictable and I eat at friends or family houses or I'm provided food from festival jobs. How do I plan for this and what do I put on my plan? I'm afraid that if I put something down, it will be wrong. It doesn't matter if it's wrong. What's wrong is that you're sitting around thinking that you're doing it wrong. What if you're doing it right? What if every day you just decided to make a plan no matter what? Given the best knowledge that you have, and that when you go to festivals, if they give you food, you say no. Bring your own food. I know we've talked about, I think you're the girl that talks about festivals. I think we've talked about this before. Why do you have to eat festival food? Because it's free and they give it to you? So what? God, if somebody offered me free sex on the street, I wouldn't take it. I mean, sometimes, guys, we have to really think about what we're thinking over here. You tell me what's going on with that. I lost 4.2 my first week and only 2 this week. Is this normal? I'm a bit worried about my vacation. I think it's fine. I don't know why you're worried. Just watch the other video. You'll be fine where I talk about vacationing. But your weight loss is fine. Night shift nurse. Need some help with planning my odd schedules. Do you have a special podcast or topic I should look for? Betsy, will you hook her up? I have talked about this quite a bit. I think we've got videos on this. Basically, the thing is, it's not an odd schedule. You just sleep when we're awake. It would be like me saying, I don't know how to plan during the day. You know I sleep all night. I'm like awake all day. How do I plan for eating? You're going to plan for when you're awake. You're not going to eat when you're sleeping. Like, just allow yourself to be in the space that this is not hard. This is just like, if my break is at 2 a.m., that's what I'll be eating. I'll be eating at 2 a.m. and I won't eat past my 2. And like, make it real simple like that. We're working on t-shirts and stuff, guys. I promise you. We are really close. You will not believe how hard it is to get a fucking t-shirt done through a company who will just ship them to you guys. Because I am not doing it. Like, I would love to, but there's like 6,000 of you. And if everybody wears a t-shirt, y'all want me on Facebook Live. Y'all want me creating content. The last thing you want me to do is standing around in my kitchen shipping 6,000 t-shirts. I suck at it, too. I saw the podcast was available today. So here's the deal with iTunes. If you are a subscriber to the podcast, the new episode downloaded for you. If you are not if you're not subscribed and you just go and check the podcast, you will not have the episode. And if you are never knew us and you look for the podcast, you will not be able to find it. That's what's going on right now. We're still awaiting Apple we're updating a bunch of stuff right now. So like Apple, every now and then they update their back end stuff and we're updating we just took advantage of this window. We were just like, okay, well, if they need us to change a few things, then we're going to update everything and make it a better user experience for people who find the podcast and stuff. So we just did everything at once. So it's just a small delay, but it will be back. It will be back. Will the new planner refill pages fit into the original binder? It will fit in the original binder. Everybody likes the podcast today. Today's the maintenance podcast. I joined in April. I did great for 4 days and stopped, but of course still paying. What's my problem? Any advice to get back on track? Yeah, here's your problem. Go push play again. Like, seriously. If you're still paying, here's the one thing your brain is saying. We have dreams and goals. Like, we really want to lose weight. Like, you know you want to lose weight. Your bank account knows you want to lose weight. Your soul wants to lose weight and your brain wants to lose weight. Now what you have to do is like literally start. And the reason why most of you will start feeling so terrible is like when you really want something, like guys, I want you to think about this concept. When you really want something like weight loss, but you're acting like someone who's gaining weight, you feel like shit. You start feeling terrible about yourself because you're out of integrity with yourself. So here's the deal. It's like, figure out today, what do you need to do in order to start acting like the person who wants to lose their weight? And you've got to find the small things. We don't start with the big things. We start with the small ones. Most of you are like, well, I'm just so worried I'm never going to lose weight. I need to do it all right now. Because you're beating yourself up so much now. You want to escape now. So you want to do like all the things thinking, I need to lose this weight really fast so I can get to the happy part. It's like, no, we have to start liking what we're doing now, like embracing the process and figuring out how we're going to start and do things and like the process, because that's what's going to keep you there. If you're in a rush to get there, here's what happens. If you don't like the process the whole time, you're going to wear yourself out and you're going to be so exhausted. You're not going to learn how to keep your weight off. You're not going to learn how to like the process. You're not going to learn the things that you're going to need so that when the weight comes off, you're ready. All you've done is you've practiced being afraid of your life, scared, wishing, and wanting. When you get there, guess what you're going to do? You're going to be scared you can't stay there. You're going to be worried you can't figure out how to maintain. You'll keep the same thought patterns in a smaller body. And eventually what happens is if you've never learned how to just change how you think about yourself, just change how you think about food, like being healthier, like I kind of like being the kind of person who could be pissed, angry, or sad and not need a donut in my mouth. I have figured out how to feel like shit on purpose now without needing to eat. I figured out how to handle my emotions like a grown-up now. When that happens, when you get to maintenance, maintenance is easy. The weight stays off and you actually like what you're doing. But here's the thing. When you're not doing anything about it other than sitting around wondering why you're not doing anything, you are inching yourself, you're getting closer to just quitting all over yourself. I don't care if you're saying PMP or not. You'll figure out a way to quit on yourself. This is the lesson everybody, like everyone in here, we have to take some actions every single day that aligns with what we want most in this world. And you need to identify what are the things you want most in this world. For some of you right now, the most pressing issue is the weight. It's like, I'm so fucking tired of like dealing with it. Like, I really am at my wit's end, Kryn. Like, I'm done with this weight thing. I want to do something different. So if you want to do something different, you have to be somebody different. You have to be the kind of person that's like, well, I need to go watch those videos. I need to be making a 24-hour plan. I need to be scared shitless when I do it. I need to doubt that I'm going to follow it, but I'm going to do it anyway. I need to fuck a few up and keep coming back for more so that I can prove to myself that I can mess up but continue on. Like, I just need to do all these things. And none of that is like starving and all these other mental constructs you guys put around weight loss. It's like, you also need to start doubting it's going to work. The only way that we get confidence is by doing things and letting confidence be earned. Confidence only comes when action is taken first. We don't just like, oh, now I'm super confident. You've shown me a piece of paper that tells me how to do it. Now I'm confident that I'm going to lose all the weight. That's never going to happen. You know, the people who are confident in weight loss, they are the ones who start doing stuff when they're full of the doubt. And they start proving to themselves the little things that they can do. And like seeing the smaller things start to work. The king loves working for PNP. We are in a... We're going to be brainstorming this weekend some schedules and patterns for the king and queen working together all the time. It's, I was telling somebody, I was like, Chris and I have this fatal flaw. Whenever we have something epic coming up, we plan up into this one moment and then we never think about after. So when I was pregnant, we took every labor class ever. And we were like so prepared for labor. And we had music and special CDs and mixtapes and balls and a doula. We had all the things. We never thought about taking him home though. And we weren't really prepared for a baby. And we were just like, what were we fucking thinking? We prepared so much for labor. We didn't even know that this thing would cry. We were such a mess. Well, we've kind of done the same thing. Like, we were like dreaming and thinking about when he was leaving and what it, you know, this is what it's going to be like. Like, basically we like planned and like got real ready for like the day. And we didn't really figure out what it was going to be like to actually work together. So we're figuring that part out now. We're like, what is with this crazy pattern that we have? So we are going to be doing some stuff on like just honoring each other's schedules and each other's time. And especially for me, like honoring his time and the way he likes to work. And we're also doing some, my accountability partner, she talked to me about us using this technique that I talk to you guys about sometimes, but it's really good. It's, you know, sometimes I get really, I will notice the last 3 weeks I have felt like all kinds of like weirdness, right? Around him, around our future and everything. And you have a conversation where you say, the story I'm telling myself about this is, and it allows the other person to know that it's like, I'm not accusing you and I'm not saying that this is the way it is. It's like my brain though is internalizing this story right now, and the other person kind of says, and you know, this is the story I tell myself, or this is what's actually going on. And it's such a good way to open communication up without everybody like feeling like it needs to be a shit show and yelling and screaming or crying or all that other shit. So we're going to be doing some of that this weekend too, while we're here, just kind of talking about routines and, you know, just, it's different, you know, I'm just not used to having him all the time. So there's that. I'm going to do like one or two more and then I'm going to get out of here. I truly enjoyed the podcast today about maintenance since I'm in maintenance. Will there be more content or help in the future about it? My thoughts are when we are in weight loss mode, that's the main focus. Not so much info once we get to maintenance. Are you in Queens Club? Because we do talk some about maintenance over in Queens Club. Make sure that you're in there, Jennifer, because we have like lots of, once you join the Queens Club, you have special courses and workshops that are available to you. And I think we have some stuff on maintenance. We will talk more about maintenance now that we have a lot more people going into it. That's one of the things that I want to focus on in Queens Club, is offering some kind of more content there. But the thing about maintenance is it's just a lot of mental stuff. People always want to like, well, how do you do maintenance? It's no different hardly than your weight loss. You're still going to be thinking on purpose. You're still going to be doing all that stuff. The biggest thing about maintenance is get a new goal. For a lot of us, if we have used our weight loss as a primary focus and it's been our dream and our goal, once it's achieved, we're kind of left hanging and we're left with just ourselves. And if you haven't figured out how to like yourself, that's why a lot of us blow up in maintenance, is that we had our weight loss and stuff as a distraction from what we really were thinking about ourselves. And then once we're in maintenance, we don't have that anymore. And we're left with some pretty shitty thoughts. And like, you need to learn how to be your own best friend, because you're going to live with her for the rest of your life. So it's just a lot of the thought work stuff that goes on in maintenance. I encourage all of you who are in maintenance to move on to the self-love courses, to move on to relationships courses, and start working on other things in your life. Start working with loving your body. Start working on repairing a lot of the relationships in your life. Like, not that they're all broken, but are they as good as they could be? You know, like for me, I have a lot of I don't have like a relationship I need to repair anymore, but I have relationships that aren't as nearly as amazing as they possibly could be. And I need to do work on that, because it's the little things that I think now. It's like, it's not a problem, but it's not everything either. So can I level up there? I'm afraid to let go of Weight Watchers because of the people contact. Although I don't really have contact outside of the meetings. Facebook PNP is good, but I will miss the people contact. I would just keep going. Either that, or I would talk to some of them and say, like, hey, y'all want to like get together for coffee? But if you, like, a lot of our girls, they go to the Weight Watchers meeting specifically for the people contact. I don't think that's a bad thing. But you could also just find a new group. You could also look and see if you've got any people, any PNP people in your area, and get a meetup going. And maybe y'all meet every other week or something like that and have coffee and talk things PNP. A lot of our groups do that. How about twins and a geometric? I don't even know what that means. How do I let someone know I made Queens Club? If you go over to pnptribe.com, go to community and look for the subgroups or go to PNP Tribe, go to the community tab. There is a button for Queens Club. And then what you do is you like just read that. It will tell you what to do. You will sign up. We will let you in. And then we will send you an email with a link to the course page and all that kind of good stuff. Let's see. What is the affirmation app you are using again? Oh my gosh. I think it's called Think Up. All right. I think that's everything. All right, you guys. Y'all have a good one. I'm going to get out of here. I got to take a shower. I've got to continue to hydrate. And I will see y'all. I will not see you guys until Monday night. I fly home Monday, and then I have coaching, or I have some kind of call on Monday. I think we're doing success stories on Monday, so I will see you guys there. All right. Bye, y'all.